There's an aspect of Re'evan Yinu that we focus on specifically on the fast day. When the Chazan repeats the Shemoneh Esrei, he says the Bracha V'Aneinu. When we're saying it in private Shemoneh Esrei, we say it in Shema Kaleinu. But the correct place for it is after Re'evan Yinu. What's the connection? We mentioned yesterday that Re'evan Yinu V'Rivar Yivinu is that we are fighting for survival. We're surrounded by threats all around. Dangers lurking everywhere. When the Shliach Tzibur says Aninu, he says Aninu Hashem Aninu B'Yimtim Ta'anisinu. Answer us Hashem, answer us on the day of our fast, on which we afflict ourselves. Ki b'tzara g'dayla anachnu, because we are in great distress. Shimon Schwab says this goes all the way back to the Chikness Sagdayla. We're still living in Eretz Yisrael, and there were dangers all around. And it hasn't changed since. What do we say? Al teifin al rishenu al taster panecha memenu al titzalam et chinasenu. Don't turn and walk towards the evil that we've done. Don't hide your face from us and avoid our plight, please. What are we doing? We're not blaming others. When it comes to the threats that Jewish people face. Yeah, of course we have to protect ourselves. That's not in question. Habal harga chashkam harga. We have a mitzvah to protect ourselves. But we also need to look a little bit deeper, look beneath the surface, and understand why is it this way? Why is it this way? The traditional Jewish approach is to focus inwards, not outwards. We don't look at economic or political reasons for anti-Semitism. We're not looking for ethnic differences. All those might also be true. But the bottom line is, Mipnei Chataeinu Galeinu Maaretzeinu. We were driven from our land because Mipnei Chataeinu, because we didn't live up to who we were meant to be. And the Torah itself says, If you're not being careful to fulfill the words of the Torah, amongst all the nations, you will not be tranquil. The Klal Yisrael will not find rest. There won't be tranquility if we're not keeping the Torah. If that's true, then what right do we have to ask Hashem for protection from all the dangers that are around us on all sides? So Shimon Schwab therefore explains, First forgive us, Hashem. Let's reset the relationship. Let's get back to where we're meant to be. Then rave on in, see our affliction, and protect us. Because now, hopefully, if we've realigned, we should be worthy of a different Hashkacha. This is such an important point when it comes to the 3 weeks and the 9 days. We're not angry and we're not protesting against the Babylonians and the Romans. We focus inwards. We realize that the Churban was an external manifestation of the fact that the Jewish people lost their way. And therefore the goal of all of this is Teshuvah. The goal of all of this is to restore, repair, realign that relationship. When we do, there'll be no more Churban, no more Galus.